it is we should welcome these wake up calls in our lives. They may not be physical alarms. These wake up calls in our life are mostly coming when life, the great wave of life, sends us a signal, and all of a sudden something happens. Thank you very much. I know one devotee in Germany who was very attached to his hair. He had dreadlocks, this devotee, and this was everything for this devotee, you know, my extremely useful hairstyle. And then his best friend developed cancer, and the best friend's hair fell out due to the cancer. And all of a sudden, this dreadlock devotee was thinking, oh my God, this is what can happen in life, and it has happened to my best friend. And immediately, this was like a wake-up call. Oh, I should now give up my attachments to the dreadlocks. No? It was a wake-up call which helped the devotees to give up his attachment to his external appearance, his public face, so to say, and led him to be more serious about Krishna consciousness. So wake-up calls could be diseases, it could be strokes of fate. Do you understand this? Strokes of fate. Something happens in our family, but it could be also something very beautiful, like a very Krishna conscious realization. This could be a wake-up call. Oh, there's something wonderful there for me. So we had a physical wake-up call. And others may have other wake-up calls, but whatever the wake-up calls are, respond immediately. Don't pretend you are deaf and you don't hear them. Immediately respond in either small steps or big steps in your spiritual life. This lecture could be a wake-up call for some of you. Let's see. Let's see. That's something beautiful. Some beautiful information. Good. We sing Jai Radha Madhava. Also, we sing. I always have so many notes. I need to manage. Govinda Charan, we can manage. We can manage. We are from India. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vibhaji Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadaji Pidana Vallava Iri Baradari Yasodanandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaina Singha, Srina Singha, Jaya Jaya, Nisingha Dev, Jaina Singha. Pralanesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Pringa Pralanesha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Pringa Srina Singha, Jaina Singha, Jaya Jaya, Nisingha Dev, Paladesha, Paya Padma, Mukha Padma, Bringa, everybody. Jaina Singha, Jaina Singha, Jaya Jaya, Nisingha Dev, Paladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma, Bringa. Srina Singha, Jaina Singha, Jaya Jaya, Nisingha Dev, Paladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma, Pringa, Nisingha, Jaya Nisingha, Jaya Jaya, Nisingha Dev, Paladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma, Jaya Lakshmi Nasinga, Lakshmi Nasinga, Lakshmi Nasinga, Jaya Lakshmi Nasinga. Hare Krishna. In this way we could sing the whole day, but time is also there. It's a beautiful mantra, which I think you know, but please chant along with me. We have it for you on the board. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasingaya. Bhagavate Naras Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Narasinghaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya.
Namaste jaste jase Namaste jaste jase Avir Avir Baba.
Avir Avir Baba.
Rajanaka Rajatangstra Kamashayan Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Randaya Tamo Grasa Grasa Om Svaha Avayam Avayam Atmani Bhuyishta Om Shrom Om Namo Bhagavate Narasinghaya. Namaste jaste jase
Namaste jaste jase
Avir Avir Bhava
Avir Avir Bhava
Vajanakka Vrajadangstra Kamashayan
Vajanakka Vrajadangstra Kamashayan
Randaya Randaya Tamo Grasa Rasa Om Svaha
Rasa Om Svaha
Abhayam Abhayam Atmani
Abhayam Abhayam Atmani
Bhuyishta have noticed, these two last are the Bija mantras. Bija are seeds, and just like plants arise from seeds, a huge banyan tree can come from a small banyan tree seed. In the same way, the Lord appears when you recite these Bija mantras. He manifests from these seed mantras. Therefore, when we chant, we feel something. Can we feel?
Yes.
Let us once again chant. You meditate about Lord Narsingadev, as we can see him on the altar or in the picture, the effect is even more. Close your eyes, please, and envision in your mind's eye the Lord as he is situated on his throne on the altar. This very majestic, and grave expression, and together on a signal, we will now chant. The signal is just now coming. Here it is. More. Om Shrom. Om Shrom. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Narsingadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and teeth just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. It means vanquish those desires which are pursuing us, which are following us like demons for sense gratification. Vanquish these desires. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. Sri Narsingadeva ki purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 4:22-39, Sanat Kumar speaks the following words to Maharaj Prithu.
Yat pada pankaja palasa vilasa bhaktiya kama shayam gratitam ut gratayanti santa tadvanna riktam matayo yatayo pirudda shrota ganastamadanam Bhajavasudevam.
Devotees always engaged in the service of the toes of the Lord's lotus feet can very easily become free from heart-knotted desires for fruitive activities. This means desires for sense gratification. Mm-hmm. If you are engaging yourself in the service of the Lord's feet, then this almost mission impossible to become free from sense gratification desires. Huh? It is easily possible. Because this is very difficult. The non-devotees, that is, the jnanis and yogis, cannot stop the waves of sense gratification, although they try to do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudev. Now Prabhupada goes a little bit in depth here. Every living being within this material world, even those who reside in Mountain View Village, but it means everyone. You are not excluded, so please listen with attention. Every living being within this material world has a strong desire to enjoy metta to his fullest satisfaction. For this purpose, the conditioned soul must accept one body after another, and thus his strongly fixed fruitive desires continue. One cannot stop the repetition of birth and death without being completely desireless. Did you hear this? That's a strong statement. Huh? One cannot stop the repetition of birth and death without being completely desireless. If you have desire, this will manifest your next birth. Therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami describes pure bhakti or devotional service as follows. Anya bilashita shunyam jnanakama janavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. Unless one is completely freed of all material desires which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Therefore, we should always offer our prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev, who killed Hiranyakashipu, the personification of material desires. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means a soft cushion or bed. Materialistic persons always desire to make the body comfortable, and for this they require huge amounts of gold. Thus Hiranyakashipu was the perfect representative of materialistic life. He was therefore the cause of great disturbance to the topmost devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, until Lord Nrisimhadev killed him. Any devotee aspiring to be free of material desires should offer his respectful prayers to Nrisimhadev, as Prahlad Maharaj did in this verse. Wonderful. 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 Namo
Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Please join me. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivashesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satadine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasani Gaur Bhaktavinda He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Anamani Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. The narration of the deliverance of Hiranyakashipu by Lord Narsingadev is well known in devotional circles. And in this morning's class, I will not focus so much on this. This narration will be told in detail in the evening class, which is at 5 o'clock, some around 5 o'clock, when more of our congregation will come here. In this morning's class, I intend to shock you, to maybe give you a wake-up call, to maybe help you in your spiritual life, in the mood of this wonderful verse. Who has of you has known this verse? Do you know this verse? Who? Please. The message of the verse is very intense. Here the devotee praise Lord Narsingadev, your work of killing the demon who had the name Gold and Soft Bed. Amazing name, you know. Imagine one of you has the name Mr. Gold and Soft Bed. That's an amazing name, you know. So your work is not, should not be finished there. There's another demon. This demon resides in my heart. Please, now, make again an appearance. Come again, my Lord. This should not be your first appearance, which we all praise. This is a historical event. But I want another type of event, a spiritual event, where you actually come into my heart and you take care of this other demon which is residing there. This type of prayer is typical in our Vaishnava circles. You will find Rupa Goswami saying, Krishna, you once stamped with your lotus feet the head of the Kaliya Naga demon, the snake demon. But I beg to inform you, there is another snake in my heart. It's an envy. And please appear now and dance in my heart. No? You can immediately see that the appearance of the Lord, either as Krishna and his killing of the demons, or as Nrisimhadev and his killing of the Hiranyakashipu, is not just an adventurous event, something which happened millions of years ago. It is something of total relevance for our own spiritual lives, because it is due to our material desires, which are there since time immemorial, that we continue in the samsara, the circle of birth and death. It is due to this external force which makes us, against our will, go in a harmful way that harms us and others into the material energy. Huh? And therefore it's a demon. You know, when someone comes here and takes this innocent child and does something with this innocent child, like forcing him to go to school. I want to give a harmless example, that there's no ugra things in the air. But if someone forces someone to do something which he does not want, that is very, very demoniac. We have child protection office, and there we are hearing about people who force, and we are understanding, oh, it's very bad what they do, very, very bad. It is a almost demoniac activity. No, it can be called like this. So we are all under the control of something which forces us against our will to act in a destructive way. Govinda Charan Prabhu has today selected verses for us which make us understand this. Arjuna comes with a big question to Krishna. He says, O descendant of Vrishni, by what is one impelled? Impelled means forced to sinful acts, even unwillingly, as if engaged by force. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead answered, you know the Sanskrit, so please join me. Kama esha krodha esha rajaguna samudbhava mahashano mahapapma vidyenam idevairinam. Wow, it is there. How did it get there? It is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of contact with the material mode of passion and later transforms into wrath or anger, and which is the all-devouring, sinful enemy of this world. No, it's an enemy. It's a demon, because it forces us even against our will. We want to be Krishna conscious. We want to go to Krishna. We want to do, like so many other people who hear about Krishna consciousness and who then are very, very, are not able to do so. No, this is do you understand why we pray to Hiranyakashipu, to Lord Nrisimhadev, to take care of this heavy enemy in our life, this material desires? Krishna again speaks about this in the chapter, the divine and demoniac natures, in Asura Bhava, no? He says, there are three gates leading to this hell.
This also here.
It is 1622. Our Prabhu is going into the silicon atmosphere. 1622? Yes, thank you, Prabhu, thank you. Please chant with me. Trividam narakasyedam dvaram nashanam atmana. Okay. Trividam narakasyedam dvaram nashana atmana. Kama krodas tata lobas tasmaritatayam tvayet. There are three gates leading to this hell. Lust, anger and greed. Every sane man should give these up, for they lead to the degradation of the soul. You know yourself, when there is a desire, inappropriate desire coming over you, or anger coming over you, that you are angry at someone or something, and if you become very greedy to obtain something, especially when we are children, we become so, we must have this, and we do not tolerate even 1 minute delay. Otherwise, we throw our legs and go into a tantrum? Tantrum, yeah. We know as children, this is we have seen with our own eyes. So it is all coming from this forceful demon inside the heart. It is a problem, my dear devotees. You know this. There is a big problem also in ISKCON. It's called the internet. Sinful things are only a mouse click away. Yes, no. It's a big problem, unacknowledged problem amongst men. They don't talk about this because we live in sometimes in a culture of concealment. We conceal what is troubling us because we don't wish to be judged yet another time in our life. But this is a problem which has been told to me confidential, that the inappropriate pictures on the internet are only a mouse click away. For men it is a problem. I don't think in this community, no. But everywhere else maybe. So it is a problem. There is a very nice verse which talks about this obsession by material desires and the vain attempt to fulfill them. Najatu kama kama. We can also ask our devotee to use the internet properly. Canto 9, chapter 19. Canto 9, chapter 19, text 14. Oh, it's already there. Please let us chant together. Najatu kamanamanam upabhogena samyati havisha krishna vadmeva buya eva bibadate. As supplying butter to a fire does not diminish the fire, but instead increases it more and more. The endeavor to stop lusty desires by continual enjoyment can never be successful. In fact, one must voluntarily cease from material desires. The people of this world who are plagued by this demon in the heart, or this external force, let us call it neutral like this, no? They have developed different philosophies. How can we deal with this? And one philosophy, which you will find a lot addressed in the Bhagavatam, is, yeah, let me enjoy now so much that I lose the taste of enjoyment. No? Have you seen this? Okay, then let's get this over with. Let me see this movie now. Then my mind is peaceful. Let me do this and that so that I am peaceful. No? This is a very, very old philosophy, my dear devotees. It is not something new. It is there. It is addressed often. Let me get this over with now. Because we feel when we do something. Okay, let me now finally eat 20 bars of chocolate. Then I'm finished with this chocolate desire. Or less harmful, let me eat pizza until I burst. Then I'm finished with this. No? Do you know this mentality? It is there, no? But yes, for some time it is right. When you have eaten so much that you explode and that we have to collect your hands and feet from various parts of the Silicon Valley, then for a moment you say, I have enough of this. But the problem is, sankskaras are created so that you want more of this in due course of time. We have heard in Thailand there are Buddhistic monasteries where the monks are able to keep sense control for 2 weeks, but then the gates of the monasteries are opened and rice wine is brought in, and also ladies are brought in who sell their arts of deception to the monastery, you know. We have heard that, you know, and we have seen this in many cultures, that, okay, let's do something, let's get it over with. Then the burning in the heart stops. But this karma is stronger. It cannot be outwitted like this. It is so strong that again and again one is forced to act against his will. And this is a big problem in the educational field. See, you are very, very, very fortunate due to the leadership of our Vaisheshika Prabhu that you have such a wonderful, wonderful community here which gives and empowers children. Very admirable. But I can tell you from Germany, we lose a whole generation to the internet. You know, they're always there. You know, this is a new thing. Yesterday we did kirtan and I saw one devotee in his mobile telephone, because it's our culture addicts us so much. So I think he did very, very wonderful things on his mobile telephone. But very often the young children cannot discriminate what is good and what is not good. And very often they, due to peer pressure of other children, begin to get hooked to the internet and there are many inappropriate things. You know, so this is here. You are fortunate. I mean, we should pay our most humble obeisances to all the homeschooling parents. And I heard something about this, and I was deeply impressed. What I wish to say is, there is a problem in our heart, and it can rise at any times. The Bhagavatam tells us of Sobari Muni. Have you heard about him? He lived actually on a hill at the Yamuna's bank, and he would go for his meditation inside the water of the Yamuna. He was able to hold his breath, but not like the modern yogis. They also know how to hold the breath for some time. He was able to hold the breath, breath retention it is called, for hours and hours. And he would go on the banks of the Yamuna, he would go inside the Yamuna, and he would go to the bottom of the Yamuna, so that he was perfectly undisturbed. He held his breath and was meditating. Amazing person. Now, once it so happened to him that he saw internet. What happened exactly is two fishes were just creating a family before his view, and they were enjoying each other in a sexual scene. And as he looked at this, he was there meditating. Believe it or not, the old problem in the heart, which is described by Krishna as an enemy to the living entity, rose his ugly face again, and he became attracted with material desires to the same activities the fishes were engaged in. And we know he couldn't practice any longer his breath retention, because his mind was agitated. So he came out of the Yamuna, and he said, I must marry. So he came to the king who lived there at Govardhan. Mandahata was his good name, and he is a very powerful king. And he said, I heard you have daughters in marriageable age. I want to marry one. So the king looked at the saint, who did not look extremely handsome at all. You know, he was always in the Yamuna. His hair was shriveled. There was algae on his body. Do we say algae? Thank you. He was totally unattractive to the eye. He looked really absolutely wild. But the king didn't want to say, no, look at you, this is not a good no woman likes to marry someone who looks like you. He didn't want to say it. So he said, my daughters are free to choose their own husband. He tactfully put this away, you know, threw the problem in the lap of the princesses. The hot potato, you know. Because he knew if he would say no to the saint would curse him, maybe. So Bari was, of course, intelligent, and he looked down. Oops. I look a little bit Avaduta-like, he could understand. So he knew mystic potency, and he used some of his shaktis, and he turned himself into a stunningly handsome young man. You know, stunningly effulgent, muscular, you know, well-dressed, smelling with musk perfume. And he entered into the area where the palaces of the unmarried princesses were. So Mandahata was a strong, powerful king. He had 50 daughters, and all the 50 daughters were there in the interior area of the palace. And when they saw this handsomely looking young man who was extremely charismatic also, they were overwhelmed, and they said, this man is suited to become my husband. All 50 said it. So avoid family quarrel in the family. All the 50 were married to Subari Muni. Subari Muni used another Shakti of his. He used all this what he had accumulated to build 50 palaces in a wonderful park. He created a beautiful park with 50 palaces for all his newly wedded wives, and he expanded himself and was with them and had families with them. So after some time, after many years actually, Subari felt great distress in his heart, because although he had tried to fulfill his desires multiple times, and yet again, he had remained dissatisfied. So he called all his wives together in an Easter Goshti. Not you call this Easter Goshti. It is a confidential discussion where he revealed his heart, and he said, "My dear wives, I can see that I made an error. I thought I could satisfy myself by marrying all of you and living, fulfilling my desires. But instead, my heart is more restless. How do you feel? Honestly share your experience." And the wives, you know, cultured ladies after all, said, "But dear husband, we feel the same. You were satisfying us in all respects, and we did not lack anything, but yet we are not satisfied." And then Subari said a verse which has the exact message as the one which we have just now read by the amazing abilities of our devotee who can put everything up. He said this: as supplying butter to a fire does not diminish the fire, but instead increases it more and more, the endeavor to stop lusty desires by continual enjoyment can never be successful. Have you ever seen a fire? When you add more ghee to the fire, yes, if you put a whole bunch of ghee into the fire, then for a moment the fire is no longer visible, but it's still there in the down in the ashes. And then, after some time, it roars like anything. You have seen? Or benzene, if you put benzene. How do we say benzene in American English? Fuel? Gasoline. It becomes more strong, the fire. So this is the problem with trying to fulfill material desires. It's not possible. Can you see? So by Subari's experience, you live in Silicon Valley. I met one Indian. I will not tell you where I met him, not in Silicon Valley. Just five days, enough. Well, I can't say when I met him, because then you know. One very responsible Indian I met. And he told me, Maharaj, you gave a slideshow on Vrindavan. And when I saw this, I cried and cried and cried. I lived in Vrindavan. And I now understand what I'm missing. I came to America to explore a little the Western possibilities. Yes, and I got money, sufficient amount of money. But I feel I lost my treasures in the heart. I became totally bound by restlessness and desires. What should I do, Maharaj? I said, the solution is there, but really you can't do much about it, because the enemy which has come in your heart and risen, he was always there, also in Vrindavan, has become now very powerful and very strengthened. It is this enemy which Lord Krishna talks, Kama Esha, Krodha Esha, Raja Guna Samudbhava. He is called a Vairinam. Vairinam means an enemy. He's not acting in our interest. So, but what you can do is, you must pray to the Lord to appear in your heart. I would like to read you something which Prabhupada wrote in this way. He said, the magic will be done by Krishna. It's actually a lecture. Not by me, or not by you. He will do it. Just like a small child. Nobody can hurt him. The father will take care. The child doesn't know. He's simply depending on father, my mother. That's all. Krishna says that you surrender unto me and I give you protection. He's not a liar. He's not inefficient. He is strong. He's sufficiently opulent. He can do that. So believe in Krishna's word and surrender unto him. And don't spoil this human form of life. Death is sure. Before death, we must prepare to go back home, back to Godhead. Beautiful quotation. Beautiful quotation. If you want to find it in your own reading, it's in a lecture on the Srimad Bhagavatam 231, given in Los Angeles, May 19th, 1972. Let us face it, my dear devotees. All of us are trying. And many of us are failing again and again to live up to our resolutions, no? Once Prabhupada gave a lecture, I heard this from His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, where he said something like this, like here, unless one is completely freed of all material desires which are caused by the dense darkness of ignorance, one cannot fully engage in the devotional service of the Lord. So he said this. And all the heads of his disciples went down. Ooh. Unless one is completely freed of material desires, I mean, how should this be possible for me? I'm born in this world. I have a body, and just like the body wants to eat and needs to eat, there are other things for which this body is constructed, is made like this, and it wants this. Yeah. All of us have all the equipments for sense enjoyment, and the tongue wants to eat, the ears want to hear interesting sounds, the eyes want to see, what to speak of the sense of touch. It is, everything is there. It is there. It is created like this. It goes in this direction. Do you understand? It's not bad to have material desires. It is natural to have material desires. Once again, it's not bad to have material desires. It is natural. This is the nature. Your body is nature. So Bari Muni, try to hold the senses. He couldn't do it. What will you do? Hare Krishna. Yes, you can conceal the subject and never speak about it and give, wow, tomorrow we are enlightened lectures. But it's not a fact. Yesterday, maybe you have heard yesterday an enlightenment lecture from me. Are you enlightened now? Will you be enlightened tomorrow? You cannot do it, my dear devotees. The magic will be done by Krishna. He can do it. Therefore, this prayer is there. Please, Lord, you appear in my heart and you can sever this knot of material existence which is there in my heart. This is a knot of nature. It is made by ego and by desires. This is the knot. You must cut it. In the second canto, the second chapter of the first canto, you know this, Hridaya Granti, no? In the heart, there is a knot, very strong knot. Very strong, yes. By long years of indulgence, this knot has been made really hard. We can cover it up that no one sees it. It's there. Hare Krishna. This was the shocking part of the lecture. Please forgive me. I'm getting my prasadam because I'll give lectures, so I have to do my job. But Krishna, when you see him as your master, my Lord, I'm your part, I'm meant to satisfy you, then Krishna comes and cuts the knot. That we have seen. That we have seen multiple times with devotees who surrender to Krishna. The beautiful prayer which Prabhupada has spoken. And I think it really relates to Prahlad, you know. Just imagine this little boy. What will he do against his heavy father who wanted to kill him? What will the little boy be? He's not so strong. He doesn't have an army at his disposal. He doesn't have servants. But he became successful by the mercy of Nrisingadev. Srila Prabhupada, we had once in Germany, so much problems. We had done a little mistake, and the materialistic people had really exaggerated it. It was a small thing. They had exaggerated it, and they came down with the power of the German state, means the law, and they wanted to erase Krishna consciousness from Germany. They tried twice. One time we made a little mistake. The second we did not make a mistake, and we said to we went to Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, your movement is in danger, but There's nothing you can do when the German state wants to close something. There's nothing you can do. They have the law. They have the power. They have the executive power. It's there with the state. Prabhupada said, your struggle in Germany will be successful in the same way as Prahlad Maharaj's struggle will be successful, was successful, by the mercy of Nrisimhadev. That's when we installed Prahlad Nrisimhadev deity. If you want to see our Prahlad Nrisimhadev deity, you can confidentially go to Gokrishna. He has a photo on his mobile telephone from yesterday. I have seen. It's a blazing photo. You have never seen such a photo in your life. It's really amazing. So by the mercy of Nrisimhadev, it is possible. Here, Prabhupada gave this lecture in New York. In the very beginning, 1966, he said, just like a lost child goes to the father, my dear father, it was my misunderstanding that I went away from your protection, but I have suffered. Now I come to you. Then the father embraces. My dear boy, you come on. I was so much anxious for you all the days. Oh, it is a happy day that you have come back. Very moving, Govindacharya. Very moving to our heart. This is how Krishna reacts. When you turn to him sincerely, praying such a type of prayer as you have heard today in the Bhagavatam, and you pray it with your heart, you have the power, you have the nails and the teeth necessary. They are like thunderbolts. Kindly vanquish this problem. Please appear in our hearts. Beautiful, no? Can you understand the logic? So, the way you turn to Krishna, how will you turn to Krishna, Anantaji? What can you do to practically turn to Krishna? It's a good question, isn't it? I'm sorry, it is difficult to say something when some lecturer is there and he is on fire, and then if we say something, we don't know what happens with us. So I'm asking all of you, what can you do to turn to Krishna? Chant his names. Mm-hmm. Other suggestions? I'm sorry. Repeat the same prayers, this verse. My dear devotees, your good name? Hansapriya. What our Hansapriya has told, this verse, when you repeat it with sincerity, expect miracles to happen. Many devotees who have repeated this verse have seen miracles in their lives. I have seen miracles in my life. Repeat the same prayer. We will do this at the end of the class again. What else can we do? I'm sorry. Read the Srimad Bhagavatam. Wonderful. What is your name? Vrindavan Prabhu has given a very good thing. Yesterday, one devotee wrote an email. The devotee was in a festival and did not feel enlightened and inspired, and wrote a helpless email, what can I do? And my assistant gave the answer and said, what helps me is to read in the Bhagavatam, because the moment you read in the Bhagavatam and engage with the text, engage means you think about what you read, you reflect, you ask yourself, how might this apply to my life? You need to engage with the text. Not that the text is here and you are on the Golden Gate Bridge with your attention. You must engage with it. Do we have this word in English? We engage with it. We ask questions to the text. We listen to the text. We reflect about the text. Immediately, our thought is elevated to total different subjects, to a total different mental and intellectual environment. Vrindavan has instructed us about this. Huh? Fantastic answer. Thank you. I'm highly impressed. It's very difficult to give answer. What can we do to turn to Krishna? Very nice point. Your good name. Balaram Prabhu has said, this echoes Prabhupada's advice here. One should render transcendental loving service to the Lord. It's there. Devotees who are engaged in the service of the toes of the Lord's lotus feet can very easily become free from heart-knotted desire. When you have a service, find a service where you can dig your teeth in. That's an American slang. I wanted to say American slang. Where you can identify with, where you feel you have some passion, where your pulse is for this. Not something, oh, I must do this. Oh. Find a service that you can identify with. That will help you. And stick with the service. That will help you to become free from heart-knotted desires. Not mechanical service. Hare Krishna. 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. You can do it. I know you can. Smiling. Find a devotional service you can identify. Something which is, you know, Prabhupada's ship is so large. There will be a place for each one of us. Even the ones who are little, how do you call, individual spontaneous. Or you could say also independent minded. No, there is a place for you. This will help you very much. My dear devotees, I have a feeling time is also there, and I will look now without you watching me. Ooh, what has happened with our time? It is a little late. So I thought, let us conclude this lecture by again reading this verse from the 5th canto, chapter 18, text 8. Huh? 5:18:8. And when we come to the last, that is the beach mantras, please sincerely pray to the Lord that He appears in your life in some ways and helps you to, and helps by removing this problem. Om Namo Bhagavate Narasimhaya Namaste Jas Tejase Avir Avir Bhava Vajanaka Vajadangstra Kamashayan Randaya Randaya Tamograsa Grasa Om Svaha Abhayam Abhayam Atmani Bhuyeshta Om. Jayana Singha Dev, Jayana Singha Dev, Jayana Singha Dev, Jayana Singha Dev. Jayana Singha Dev, 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 Jayana Singha Dev. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. One last thing which I forgot. So when Prabhupada had said, we must become completely free from material desires, his disciples went, if some of them would have internet, they would have already looked for the next airplane or next train and leave. Then what Prabhupada saw, he said, okay, 90%. <laughs> 80%. <laughs> 75%, not less. Everyone, Jai Prabhupada. Because if a devotee sincerely tries, he may sometimes fail again. But if he sincerely tries, the Lord helps anyways. Don't worry. The Lord is the Lord, you know, very kripa, 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 kripa. This I have heard from His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj. And I heard it again from another source. I will meet His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj and I will ask him about this very soon. So, I have spoken. I'm aware that it is late. I do not know if we have time for questions and answers. Govinda Charan, what is your advice? We have time. Govinda Charan has said. Any questions? I will be very brief in my answers. Yes. You will get a microphone and then it's better with here. Welcome, by the way. Relieved.
In a situation, and you know, I'm thinking of my clients as a trauma therapist, and work a lot with getting rid of triggers. And you know, for some time, it can be effective. There's no longer emotional activation or overwhelm when they find themselves in a certain situation. But then, you know, 20 years down the road, there they are again, just as activated as they were to begin with. So I know it's not the same exactly, but I'm wondering, you know, is it up to us in some way to maintain that it stays taken away, or is that also completely in Krishna's hands?
A Wonderful question. You have all understood the question? Mm-hmm. The permanent relief or temporary relief? It depends. Rupa Goswami gave a real detailed map of spiritual advancement, and he said the devotee starts with faith, then he has sadhu sangha, association with with other devotees, then he engages in bhajana kriya, and then the process starts of anatta nivritti. The heart becomes free from these anattas or unwanted emotional attachments, you could say, material desires. It starts there. Then, when it comes to a platform of nishtha, then one is more steady. But still we hear in the work Madhurya Kadambini, there are still possibilities for these things coming back, but much less. And then the devotee develops taste and a strong attachment to Krishna, and then he develops love for Krishna. And but even then, small things can come, but it doesn't matter for the Lord. It does not matter. He himself takes care, Jiva Goswami says this, of these, in American slang you say glitches. Glitches, no? Glitches, how do you say?
Glitches.
Glitches, of these glitches, you know. The German word is Ausrutscher. You know, you just, Ausrutscher, it means, it's a very beautiful word, you know. Someone walks down the street, and another has left a banana peel, and then you go with, and you have an Ausrutscher. You fall. It was involuntary. You didn't make a plan. If it was there, you didn't see it. And it can happen. These glitches or Ausrutscher. But the Lord, no problem. He's like a father. Come on, you come on. He says to his child. The whole idea is that bhakti must be kept in the heart. Now, very important, we will try our best to avoid. This is not, oh, good, yoo-hoo. No, we will try our best, but some Ausrutscher may happen, glitches. Glitch is a good word. Glitch, it sounds something like a banana peel, isn't it? like you know, it's a very good word in American English. Very good word for this. So the Lord is understanding. It's like the little child comes to the father, and the father knows, oh, have you eaten chocolate? No. Chocolate is all over the face. Are you sure you have not eaten chocolate? Absolutely sure. Then, please, my dear boy, come with me to the mirror. Look at you. What are these spots on your face? Father knows. But he is not angry with the boy. He understands. That is maybe not the best example, because that was deliberately done. I'm speaking of undeliberately. Yes, our this is a therapeutic experience. You may try to help a patient, but once the trigger is there, the emotional response to the trigger. I'm working now on something for my retreats, that is to build a habit. You need to create a new habit. That's on the you know, because you it's a complete different thing. The emotional trigger is there, and then there is, seems to be a reward if you answer it. No? But, so you must build a spiritual reward for you. It's a whole complex subject, but to be very, very, let us say, straightforward and very practical, by the things which you have said, all of you. Pray this prayer. What else did you say? Chant Hare Krishna. What else? What did Vrindavan say? Pandit, read Srimad Bhagavatam. He had this. What else? Service, engage in service. These are some things. Especially I find this with service in regards to Trika. And Prabhupada gave an amazing story about this once. Once there was a professional thief. He went with the pilgrims on a pilgrimage. And they were all sleeping in one room, common room. So the thief gets up at midnight. This is their chance to steal. Everyone is sleeping. They all have their bundles, and the small bundles means there must be some valuable thing, money, something of value. It's all assembled. It's a paradise for a thief. And the trigger, you know, comes. Oh. And he, it's overwhelming him, the thieving mentality. Kleptomania, it's called. So in the morning, all the pilgrims wake up and they try to find their bundles, which they had placed in the evening next to their heads. They're the toiletries, you know, they need to take their shower. But the bundle is not there. And it's not just one pilgrim. All the pilgrims, where's my bundle? And they look and look and look and look in the room. And then one pilgrim says, my bundle is there, but I placed it here. It's at the other side of the room. And there's confusion in the room. You know, 50 people are confused. Their bundles are not there. Then the thief gets up and says, gentlemen, I'm a professional thief. It was very strong. But I did not steal anything. I just had to do something. So I placed the bundle here, one other bundle there, yet another bundle there, and so on. You will go and find everything is there. You will find. So, you understand, no? He did something with that energy, that passionate energy which came. So, therefore, when we engage our passionate energy into service, but we should be, I mean, the word is enthusiastic for it. We should be equally as passionate for it, more if possible. We must be enthusiastic for our service, because if we do it not enthusiastically and voluntarily, we will have, oh, it won't work. Our minds will go, oh, why have do I have to do it? And oh, it's so boring to do this. Oh no, these people with whom I have to serve, they are not in my photo album of people. You know, and we feel like this. So we therefore find a service you can be enthusiastic for. Very important. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Very important question for this subject, to understand this subject in greater depth. Prabhupada said that my disciples are so restless. I cannot tell them to sit down and chant so many rounds. I must engage them in devotional service. Because he knew that would work for them. Other questions, please.
Thank you for a
I hope it's a hope-giving class. But we have hope, no? We have hope. What is our response to this question? Isn't it a catch? How did this catch 22? I know what you express, but it's a new word for me. Huh? Yes. See, there are different levels of devotional service. There is devotional service with while one has still so many material desires, but then there's pure devotional service where it's only for Krishna. So we start on our level, and as we engage, we become more and more purified so that one day we do pure devotional service. This opens a subject matter which is very long, but I cannot go into detail. If you just manage to do for a little time exclusive devotional service where you say, this is for Krishna, then it works very much. For instance, a festival is coming up, and you decide, I will now serve prasadam for the Vaishnavas. I will wait. I fasted the whole day. Hunger is also there. But I will do this selfless service for the Vaishnavas and so on. This will give a very deep sankskaras for you. You may not be able to always act in pure devotional service. It will be so mixed, you know. You come to the temple so that others see you in the temple and don't think you are lazy and not ready for initiation. You know, so there's a mixed attendance, mixed motive. In Germany, we always speak like this. It is how it is, you know. But in America, I find devotees are not ready for this talk. It's a new. We do so many things out of mixed interest. Something for Krishna, but a lot for myself. But as we create situations where we do something exclusively for Krishna, we will get more and more purified. You will see by these things which you just do for Krishna, only for Krishna, you make advancement like anything. It's just for you, Krishna. If you do like this, whoa, you will not be able to uphold this constantly because we are human beings. We have our psychology. But as much as possible you can do, and then it will become more. The good thing will become more. And, you know, if how could it be elsewise? We all have to start somewhere. And you can't expect that the beginning levels of devotional service are absolutely pure. You are unrealistic to expect. You don't know anything about the human condition if you expect that. No? But if you do bhakti in a very realistic way, it will work very nice. Good. Now I think I should end here because... No, please, freely, I know, time is there. Freely, freely move. I will end here the class so that it's not too late for you. And we will have a celebration at 5 o'clock. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.
Sachinandan Swami Maharaj ki jai.